This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Wendy Ying from Orlando, Florida.
And I'm Glenn the Geek from the Global Pet Expo in Orlando, Florida. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for March the 6th, episode 1119. This episode is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
I'm Andy Darmerai, Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer of the American Pet Products Association. I want to welcome you to Global Pet Expo 2015. It's the biggest show we've ever had with more than 1,000 exhibiting companies and 3,100 booths. We also have the biggest new product showcase we've ever had. I hope you have your walking shoes on because there's a lot for you to see. Welcome to Global Pet Expo and have a great show.
Well, welcome, everybody. Thank you for listening to Horses in the Morning. We're glad you're joining us here. We are in warm, sunny, well, it's not so sunny this morning, but we're in warm Orlando, Florida. And we're sorry for all of our friends in Kentucky and everywhere else. I think we've said that 1,000 times this year, that we're sorry we live here and you don't. So,
but I don't think that's making them feel better.
No, it's not making them feel better at all. But we have had a great time here at the Global Pet Expo. It's a huge show where wholesalers of pet products, cats, dogs, fish, iguanas,
chickens,
all get together and they talk to retailers. We all the time are going to the horse version of this in Philadelphia. We go there twice a year and do shows from there. This is our first time at the Global Pet Expo. And to help us explain it a little bit, we have Tierra, who is the face of Global Pet TV. They even have their own TV here, and they report every day from the expo. Hi, Tierra.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you so much for coming over today and joining us. And I've been watching your videos every day, so I'm keeping track of what's going on. And everybody can find that at globalpetexpo.com.
That's right.
So tell us, how long have you been doing this expo?
I have been doing Global Pet Expo for 12 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and it's just amazing. Every time it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And in fact, this year they added a trolley just to get from one
there
side
is.
To the other.
Oh, yeah.
There's
actually.
Really,
we did the trolley yesterday.
Yeah.
We could use some horses, actually.
Yeah,
I would like
I
to ride around.
I should ride my pony and cart up here.
Yeah. Oh, we can do that next year.
Yeah, I can bring them next year. I can arrange that.
That would
yeah.
be awesome.
Minis. We'll do minis from one end to the other. Do they make horse diapers? Because we're going to need those probably.
Oh, good point.
No, we can do. Remember that guest we had that drives her dogs?
Oh, yeah, we could bring the driving dogs in, and they could pull the cart from back to forth. That'd
I
be
love
perfect.
That. Yes, yes. And if they don't have horse diapers, that's a good new product for someone
to invent. That's right. Well, we had the chicken diapers yesterday, so, I mean.
I haven't seen those.
Yes, they do make them, yes. Well, now tell us, this. I got to tell you, Wendy and I were just blown away because we've never been to this one before. There is more brands of dog food and pet treats and pet toys and cat litter. I just was amazed that there's 1,000 brands of dog food.
I know. It's unfortunate that the show's not open to the public because it is really just mind-blowing when you just see the expanse of all the products and all the new ones that come out every year and how people still manage to come up with new ideas and new ways to take care of our pets. It's just incredible.
Yeah. There's so many toys. There's so many ways to interact with your dogs. I mean, now I love the little GoPro camera thing they have.
Yeah, the cameras are so fun to be able to see what your pets are doing at home. You know, it's all wondered. What did they do
there's
while
one,
I'm on? Now you know.
And I tried to get them on, but they were busy this morning. There's one, and I'm sure you guys saw it, where it's a treat dispenser that attaches to your wall at pet level, at your dog level or cat level. And you actually can, from away from home, you have your iPhone or whatever, your smartphone, and you have an app, and the app connects to the camera in the treat dispenser. So your dog can, and there's a little screen, so your dog can see you, you FaceTime with your dog, and then you can press a button and it releases a treat.
Right. How cool is that? I feel like my dog would be like, wait, where?
Yeah,
what,
I feel like
what,
my dog
happened?
Would be beating on
you?
The thing on the wall.
Yeah, I think mine would just, yeah, knock it off and try and open it and get all the treats.
Yes, exactly.
He's a 100-pound lab, and he'll
oh, yeah,
anything.
He'd be beating on it.
But that
where's
is
my
really
treat?
Cool. Yeah.
I don't care about seeing you. I want the treat.
Uh-huh, yeah, I'm like, are there more in there? Yeah. But there's a lot of high tech. I mean, that's been big over the last couple of years. Cameras like that, cameras on the collars and the GPS.
Yeah,
location.
Later today we're going to have the Australian guys with the GPS pod. They're coming over to talk to us about their GPS tracker because we think it can be used for horses in the same way. It's so tiny.
Yeah.
He's doing something for us. He's coming in later. We weren't sure about how durable it was going to be for horses, so he was taking one out last night and running it over with his F-250 pickup truck. And he was going to bring it in this morning and show us how it fared. We figured if the truck can run over it, horses are probably safe for horses.
Yeah.
So we'll get the result on that later on. We have a bunch of guests coming on today. We have like 10 different vendors showing up. And, of course, you know, Wendy and I always pick the products that are unique and different because they're – you couldn't pick. I mean, it's so hard to pick from all the dog foods, and natural this year is.
Yeah, natural is really big. That's a huge section of the whole show.
I bet you 12 years ago they didn't really have a natural.
No, I think we added the natural section maybe 3 years ago, but it's definitely grown.
Their new product section, the new product section at the Horse Expo we go to is probably 10, 12, 15 tables.
Mm-hmm.
Here it's an entire room of new products.
Yeah, there was over 1,000 this year, which is the most ever. And in fact, the new product showcase area is larger than the first entire show.
We're here with Tierra from Global Pet TV. And what, you know, it just, I just... First of all, you do get tired walking around this. This is the Orlando Convention Center. First time I've been here. It's enormous.
It is.
It reminds me of Vegas.
Yeah, actually. Exactly. Yeah. Right. We actually used to move the show between Orlando and San Diego, but we outgrew the San Diego Convention Center. And this is one of the few convention centers large enough to hold the show. So we're here for a long time. We've contracted through 2019 to be here in Orlando. But that's why I said I think we need horses to get around.
Yeah.
Because the feet get so sore.
We're
going to
be in charge of the dog trolley.
The dog trolley.
Okay, I love it.
You know what this made me realize, too, is how small a market the horse world is compared to the pet. There is so much money in the pet world compared to the horse world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, dog is the top dog in terms of products and food. And, you know, if you look at the new product showcase, you know, half of it at least is dog.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, with horses, you know, I view them as a pet, but, you know, that's kind of something that's been a trend where, you know, the horse section even here at the show has grown. But I think it was, you know, because you didn't necessarily consider a horse a pet like you do a dog or a cat, but you know, a lot of people do. So that section continues to grow.
We consider them pets.
Mm-hmm. We do.
Because
ours don't work anymore. And I really
Wendy would have them in the house if she could, but Kyle won't let her.
You need those diapers.
No, I need the diapers.
So Wendy, tell us what you're a veterinarian here, taking a look at this from a little different eyes.
Yeah.
What were you seeing?
Well, I'm really happy to see the natural section, of course. You know, I think it's great that people can have an option for their dogs if they want to live a healthy life themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They want their dogs to live a healthy life, too. And so I love to see that, all the natural foods and treats. And I like the, you know, of course, all the different supplements, medical products.
Mm-hmm.
But I like also all the dog clothes, I have to say.
I know. They're so cute.
Especially the fur trim parkas.
Mm-hmm.
But I think some people don't realize that their dogs are going to be cold. You know, I have a short-haired dog.
Mm-hmm.
And if the weather changes drastically, she needs a coat.
Right.
She's going to be cold.
Yeah.
And she definitely, I think, needs a
You live in Sarasota, Florida.
Yeah, but
I doubt your dog's going to be needing a parka.
I wish sometimes that my dog was a girl because the clothes and the bling collar. Yeah,
a lot of frilly.
I mean,
yeah.
It's just kind of hard to put anything like that on a 100-pound male lab.
Yeah, it doesn't appreciate it much. No, it takes it off in about 2 minutes. Yeah.
A motorcycle jacket. It's a dog.
Oh, there you go. Oh, right.
Hey, spiked collars seem to be in, too. There were a lot of booths with really spiked collars. I mean, Harley Davidson spiked collars.
Yeah.
They would look great. It's Biker Week up in Daytona this week, so it would fit right in up there. Well, Pierre, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you stopping by and for Global Pet Expo inviting us out, too.
Yeah, we're actually so thrilled to have you guys this year. It was really fun to have a big showing with Horse. So thank you guys for coming.
Well, thank you. We have our first guest coming up who has products for us, and her name is Karina, and she is from Pet Remedy. And before, hi, Karina.
Hello, Glenn. Hi,
you're going to love the accent, by the way. I do. Before we talk product, we have to talk a little bit about what we chatted about yesterday. You're a horse girl.
Yeah, absolutely. That's very much in my blood.
And where are you from?
From the UK.
So Ireland, specifically?
Well, no, but we spend quite a lot of time in Ireland, as much as we can, either buying horses or hunting.
What part of the UK are you from?
I'm from near, I'm from Dorset, which is in the depths of the country, but I live kind of just west of London for work.
And tell Dr. Wendy what kind of horses.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We have Irish sport horses.
Oh,
so we enjoy their sort of fifth leg and their intelligent brain.
When I was fox hunting, I used to breed and import Irish Jacks from Ireland.
Yes, Glenn told me.
I love the breed. And I love going to Ireland shopping for the Irish horses. It's such an experience.
Makes two of us.
I remember one time I was with some Irish Jack people in Ireland in this field looking at this old guy's stallion, because I really like the old bloodlines of the Irish Jack. And we go out there, and there's this big gray Irish Jack tied to a tire in this field, dragging his tire around, and he couldn't get out of his field because his tire would get stuck in the rock fence.
What, like a tether?
Yeah.
Oh my God, they are nuts, aren't they?
The only Irish drafts would put up with that.
I will only buy Irish. I only like the Irish blood, and I don't like it when they mix the blood with foreign blood, European blood. I only like the Irish blood.
Me too.
So why do you like it so much? Why do you like
Because it's a pure breed, and it would be really sad to see it go as it is.
Are there temperament? Is it temperament? What?
It's temperament.
Well,
it's brain.
It's not
entitled to a tie. Yeah, that's true.
And he was fine like that. He lived his whole life like that.
They have a fifth leg as well, Irish sport horses. I like thoroughbred mixed with Irish sport horses.
Yeah.
That's my perfect breed.
Mm-hmm.
But they're diluting the breed, I think, with European blood, warm blood. Which is a great shame as far as I'm concerned, because they've got endurance. They were when you get to rock bottom with an Irish sports horse, they will ask what they need to do next.
Right.
When they're flat out, flat to the boards, they'll say, okay, now what?
Well, and also jumping, like I am awful at seeing my distance. And galloping up to a 3.9 or meter plus rock wall is terrifying to me. So on the Irish Jacks, I can just shut my eyes and just open them.
Roller coaster.
Great attitude, so genuine most of the time, as long as they're not ruined by us.
Now, you're a fox hunter too?
Yes, we enjoy that very much.
And have you done the crazy Irish fox hunting that we all see the pictures of, jumping great big dishes in the bushes? Is that just terrifying or what?
I just hold on to the neck strap and put my feet forward and let the horse get on with it.
See? But it's only terrifying because you're thinking of it from riding a crazy off the track thoroughbred over those banks and hedges. But if you're riding Irish Jacks, they just kind of know. They have self preservation.
Well, and a lot of alcohol too, I would think.
Oh, yeah.
All day.
Do you have bigger flasks over there in Ireland?
My husband and I have a flask that's a sort of cylindrical, long cylindrical shape. I know that there are sort of rectangular shapes. We have a fair.
It holds more? Is that why you have this?
Our flask will hold about just over a pint. And a pint of pure alcohol is, that lasts all day.
Yeah, that'll get you through a hunt.
Yeah, exactly.
There's lots of foot followers, so you can stop for a refill.
Exactly.
Filling stations on the way.
Exactly. It sounds like we're all real fans of Ireland.
All right, we'll talk product now. Thank you. It was just so cool. Yes, when we first arrived here, we started walking around. One of the first people we talked to was you, and you were a horse girl. So it just was so cool to meet a horse girl instantly when we first
met. We're all drawn together.
That's right.
Yeah, definitely.
And we have a ton of listeners over in England and UK, all over there. So, well, let's talk your product, Pet Remedy.
So we started importing Pet Remedy only very recently to the States. But it's been very successful in the UK market. In 2 years of selling it, they've already got over 30,000 Facebook likes.
Wow.
And, you know, compared to the States, it's a relatively small market.
And so let's mention somebody right off the top who we saw, Charlotte Desjardins.
Oh, right.
Is on your website as using the product.
Okay, yeah, yeah, sure, sure.
I mean, only absolutely. The biggest name in dressage.
Well, the thing is, the great thing is with Pet Remedy, it sells itself. We started selling it because we had a filly that traveled really badly. She used to kick the living daylights out of our lorry. And it wasn't nice for her, as well as not being nice for our lorry.
Mm-hmm.
And so I spread on my hands, smother it on her muzzle, spread on her lead rope, spread on her chest. And she just is the most brilliant traveler now. So I can fully endorse it for my own personal use. We have terriers as well, father and son. And they were going through real dominance issues. And they fought terribly. And it was horrible for our kids to see, you know, their darling dogs. But we plugged the diffuser in. It lets off the natural blend of essential oil.
And this is actually like one of those just smell good things you plug into the wall, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, our dogs haven't fought for 4 months. And the great thing about Pet Remedy is that it's all natural. So it's a blend of natural essential oils. And as I say, the product sells itself. So we started using it in the UK market with great success. And we were like, we've got to bring that to the States because Americans get this kind of thing. You know, you're a little bit more forward than us in that respect. You get it, you understand it, and you see the benefits. So there was already a space in the market for our product, but our product is natural, which others aren't. It lasts longer than others, and the diffuser covers a bigger space.
Right.
So
we're
really happy.
Which is great inside for dogs or cats. You know, if you have wild cat like we do, it's going to do work the same way. Now, with horses though, using it out, what would you do? You'd use the spray, and where do you put it?
Yeah,
it's like oil.
I spray it onto my hands, and then I put it over their muzzle. You can actually get a.
Because it doesn't hurt if it.
No,
they
you can't overdose either.
Yeah, yeah.
You can actually get a diffuser that works off a battery, so you can leave that in their stable, either high up or low down or wherever. The diffuser covers 650 square foot, so, you know, it covers way bigger than the stable. So if the horse doesn't like spraying, i.e. doesn't like you spraying something onto them, then just spray it onto your hand, and in the same way as a fly spray, put it on their face, their muzzle, their chest, or wherever you think that they're going to smell it from. And it's, you know, it's not an offensive smell. It's a nice blend of essential oils. But also for pets that are at home during the day, say you're at work and it's thundery, you can just plug the diffuser in and leave it on all day, and it just relaxes.
How long will
it
last?
Up to 8 weeks. So it lasts longer than any other product on the market. And we're genuinely really pleased to be selling it because, like our other product, it helps.
Right.
And what's the point in
living? Does it work for angry wives? If Jennifer's mad at me and I just plug it in when I leave the house, does it work then?
The weird thing is, it's amazing. When I was, I've loaded the horses.
You're
going to
tell me yes.
I loaded the horses one day onto the lorry, and I always know that wherever we're going, it's going to take us an hour.
Right.
So my husband said, "Where are we going?" And I was like, "We were in a rush. Where are we going?" We're going in this direction for an hour. Well, I couldn't remember the name of the place, so I plugged it into my sat nav, and two willow farms came up, one an hour north and one an hour south. And I didn't want to let on that I didn't have a clue where I was going, so I chose one. We got there, it was completely wrong. And because my filly had been sprayed with Pet Remedy before, the smell went from her stall in the lorry back into the cab.
Yeah.
And we got there. And I said, "Look, babe, I'm really sorry. I chose the wrong one. It was a punt. You were in a bad mood." And he was like, "Oh, don't worry. Let's just unload the horses and we'll go for a ride." I couldn't believe it. My husband usually sweats with anger. He never gets cross, but he usually really sweats with anger. And I was like, oh my God, this is a brilliant remedy. So funny. I can't sell it for human use, yeah, but I can.
But it might work.
It might, exactly. You never know.
They're mammals. It'll work.
Jamie, if you're listening this morning, you have a whole house full of children and pets that this would be great for. Just plug it in. You'll be good to go.
It's right next door to our door, our exit and entrance door. So in the morning when it's nuts and the kids are getting ready for school and we're always late, I leave the pet remedy on a little bit longer, the plug-in diffuser a little bit longer, just in the hope that things might calm down at breakfast time.
Where can people find it here? Can they buy it here yet?
We've literally just started importing it to the States. Our first container load will arrive in mid to late April. But in the meantime, we've got enough stock to cover orders, mm-hmm. And you can buy it online. Hopefully, you'll see it more and more in stores. And
But can they buy it at PetRemedy.com?
PetRemedy.
All the different plugins.
PetRemedy.us.
Okay, PetRemedy.us. And they can buy all the different versions, the diffuser and the spray and all that.
Absolutely, okay. Absolutely. And we love talking to our customers. We love, you know, the great thing about being at places like this is that we meet our retailers, but at the same time, we love talking to our consumers. So, you know, tell us about your pets. Tell us about how well it's working for you. Tell us about, you know, interact with us. We're a people company and we love to talk.
Very good. Can I keep this one? Because Jennifer gets mad at me a lot.
Absolutely.
So I'm hoping it'll help. Because
definitely.
I'm going to just try it and see if it works. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
it
you
is
for
PetRemedy.us.
Thank you so much.
And happy hunting.
Thank you. And to you.
And that was Karina Evans and from Pet Remedy. It's so good to talk to her. And we just have them lined up today. So our next one up, let me see what we've... Oh, we have the Lenix, and this is so cool. We have Sharon, right? Sharon with us, and we also have Laura, and we're going to talk about two different products, but we're going to start with the Lenix. Dr. Wendy would like to talk to you about this because she has some uses for it that we hadn't even thought of or talked about yesterday. So explain the product. It's called Lenix, L-I-X.
Lenix is a low-calorie reward, and a little history on Lenix was my little yellow lab who's very food motivated. I took her out to the front yard one day when I was training her and gave her a treat. She bit my hand, made me bleed, and I said, we're not doing it that way again. So the next time I went out, I randomly grabbed an empty marshmallow jar off my counter. And I'm like, Gracie, come. Gave her a little lick, put the top on. I thought, brilliant. I thought I'm going to do something with that. That's a low-calorie reward but a high value that I can use for training.
Well, you know, we have a greyhound, and we like to run the greyhound. Mm. But she's kind of a lazy greyhound, so she'll come out and she'll kind of hang with me when we take a long walk. So Jennifer and I have the system now to get her to actually run is we take ham, sliced ham out with
right.
us, and we both get slimy hands
right.
with sliced ham, and we each stand at the opposite end of the field, and we call her back and forth, and she runs 100 miles an hour
right.
back and forth. But when you're done, you have slimy hands.
Exactly.
And it's just a mess.
Right.
This solves that problem.
Yeah, it's clean, and then when I borrow my husband's vest, he doesn't find little niblets.
It's like a great big, I'll tell you what it
pocket.
Looked, what we thought it was lipstick for horses when we first bought it, because it's about that size.
Right.
It's about the size of a chapstick for
yes.
a horse.
Yes.
And what you do is you take the cap off, and they actually can come up, and there's this looks like chapstick kind mm-hmm. of stuff. By the way, it smells like, what did we determine it smelled like? Slim Jims. It smells like
oh, it
Slim
does.
Jims.
That one is a peanut butter and jelly. It's
oh,
a non-allergenic peanut butter with
jelly.
A freeze-dried berry, and they get 40 licks
oh,
and only
like
one calorie.
No, yeah, you know, I really like it because I do rehab, and I always teach the owners how to do core exercises for their dogs,
right.
which is a good exercise to sit up and beg.
Uh-huh.
But you have to hold the treat there, and the dog chews on your fingers, and
right.
it hurts, and
yeah,
they don't want to do it, and, you know, especially fat labs.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
what do you do with
who
that?
Don't need
food
more
hands,
treats.
Right?
Exactly.
But this is really great because you can just yeah. fill it up and it's a perfect.
So it is a
thank
tube,
you.
And I'm trying to describe it for the radio listeners. It is a tube and it works like chapstick. And what they do is they come up and lick it.
Correct.
And then you just keep turning the dial and more comes out and they
yep.
lick it and lick it and lick it. How? And you told me how many licks.
It's
are
like 10,000 licks. 10,000. It's a lot of
this
licks.
This is a lot of licks. How many licks?
I know, exactly, right?
Well, it depends. If you have a biter, sometimes you get a little bit of biter. It might last a little less,
yeah.
but it is about 10,000 licks.
This
and
is
I
a
love
great idea.
It's 40 licks is one calorie.
I know. It just
you should have
not,
done
like,
this
no.
for people.
You know, you are not the first to say that, actually.
Now, you, how many flavors were there?
So there's 8 flavors, and we've just recently reformulated, so it's all natural, gluten, and grain-free. Okay. So it is all made in the USA, in Seattle, Washington, all domestic ingredients, except for one comes from France, so
well,
it's a nice
Let me read just the ingredients. I have the peanut butter and jelly,
yeah.
And just so that people get an idea, it's pea syrup, water, pea starch, chicken powder, dried strawberries, non-allergen peanut butter. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. So there's really...
You know, I think, too... I always stress how important it is that dogs have, like, whole food ingredients in their diet because we see so much cancer and skin allergies in dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not just saying this because I like to eat healthy and I like my dogs to eat healthy, but you'll have so many less physical problems
mm-hmm.
if you feed them good food.
Well, we're trying to create a lifestyle brand so that's what's good for you is also mm-hmm. good for your dog. And so it's a family lifestyle of just like diet and exercise that keeps everybody active and healthy.
Right.
Where can people buy it?
Currently, we're in about 150 stores in the U.S., and we're also on Amazon, but we've been recently acquired by the Himalayan Corporation, so there will be a lot easier
ways to next.
Find Lelix. Yes, after okay. this show, there will definitely be lots more places to choose from.
But they could go to, if they don't have a local store, then they could go to Amazon and just search for Lean, L-E-A-N-L-I-X.
Yes.
And what's the website for the product?
It is www.leanlix.com, and you can also go to the Himalayan Corporation, which Laura will discuss in a minute.
Very good. And so we got 2 because with the Greyhound, we're trying to keep her running between us. So we got 2 now. We each will have
different
1.
Flavors.
Oh, that's true. We should have done different flavors. That's right.
You can have peanut butter.
She's
on
not picky.
Side.
Let me tell you. She'll eat anything. Greyhounds will eat anything. So this is just absolutely wonderful.
Thank
I love
so
it.
Much.
I almost had, except for one electronic thing, bitch, I'm kind of a geek.
Uh-huh.
I almost had this as my product of the show just because of not having to carry slimy ham out anymore.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
excellent.
But very good.
Thank
Can
you.
Dr. Wendy keep one? Because
Absolutely.
She wanted
yeah,
to try
that. Is that
that.
Your favorite flavor there?
What do you got?
Cheesesteak.
Cheesesteak. That'll work.
Cheese and meat.
It's the Philadelphia brand. Now, the one other thing that's really come on this year that we had never seen before, maybe because we have our head in a rock, I don't know, but it's a new kind of chewy. And, you know, everybody knows the bones and the antlers, and our dog has an antler because every bone she chews into smithereens in about 10 seconds. Well, Laura's here to tell us about a new type of chewy.
Yes. So we here, we have Ruffert. It's actually from a heathland tree in Spain.
Actually the root of a tree.
It's the root of a tree, and we actually harvest them so it's eco-sustainable. So we're not killing any trees mm-hmm. or damaging anything when we're doing it. We're just taking a portion of the root system.
Oh, okay. Because I couldn't figure out how the root was still or the tree was still standing up. You took the root
yeah,
out.
Yeah, we don't take the whole thing away. So yeah, that way we can also make more of them, right?
Yeah.
So what your dog is actually going to do is actually gnaw on it, and they'll release some tannin. In the product. The tannin actually works to clean their teeth. But while it's doing that, it's kind of drying out their mouth a little bit. So they will actually self-regulate their chewing. So they'll only be working on it for about 20 to 30 minutes and then walk away and then come back to it again later. It doesn't break or splinter when they're chewing on it.
Yeah,
little.
But wood splinters.
Yeah, but this wood does not.
And the root doesn't tend to splinter on a tree either because it's sinewy.
Yeah, the fibers of it are really, really strong and tight, so that's why you wouldn't see the same things as you would from normal wood
now, this
or lumber.
Is hard like a brick. Is it dried? Do you dry it, or is it just dry it naturally?
It's just dried, yeah.
Wow. So, and these, there are several places that had it, you guys included, and I just was surprised because I'd never seen them before. Is it fairly new, this country?
Yeah, actually, we brought it out in Super Zoo. We introduced it then, and we had such a good response.
What's Super Zoo for people that don't have any
idea? Super Zoo is actually a show in Vegas. It's another trade show. So we actually launched it there because that was around the time that we first brought it on. And we got such a great response from all the retailers that we said, okay, we have to do this. So we've gotten so many people coming to the booth and saying, are you really selling wood? And, you know, but you have a dog that runs into the yard and picks up a stick, and you don't know what kind of splinters they're going to get off that. Or chewing on your
brand
new...
We had a dog that would eat the legs of the furniture, and, you know.
Instead, you can give them this.
Yeah.
And it'll work to clean their teeth at the same time.
This is a great idea.
I know. And so much better than, like, rawhide, I mean, or some other kind of chewies, you know. Rawhide's so bad for your dog, and it also gets real stinky and gross.
Right. right.
So. Yeah, and then with this product, it's actually sold as a toy. So what they're going to do is when they're gnawing on it, they're not really going to, like, chew pieces off and consume it. They might get small little shavings off. It's all fiber, so if they ingest it, there's no issue with that. But we've actually had one in our office for about 4 months with Siberian Huskies and Norwegian Elk Hounds, and you can see teething marks on it, but it's not windled or anything.
Right.
So we've tested it on a 120-pound Rottweiler, so you know that's good.
So and this is the Himalayan, what's the name of the company again? The Himalayan Dog Chew Company.
The company is Himalayan Corporation, but we also make Himalayan Dog Chew as well.
Okay. What else does Himalayan make?
Himalayan has Yaki Sticks, Yaki Puff. We also have our new Yaki
Top.
Oh,
you guys were the one with the Yaki thing out there. Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
We
yes,
also
yes.
have a giant yak, and we have a yak and dog balloon above our booth as well.
Which looks like an exotic sort of cow.
Yeah,
type thing.
I need a selfie with a yak.
If anybody doesn't know what a yak looks like, just stop by 4073 and we'll show you.
He's named also, so you can come over and have your picture with him.
Yeah, his name is Bernard. So,
which is appropriate. Good. You got your picture with a pig yesterday. So.
And a gorilla.
And a gorilla, yeah.
Mr. Bill.
And
now
just
you need
a
gorilla.
Yak.
Yeah,
you're
now you need a
yak. You're missing is a yak. Well, thank you so much. It's HimalayanDogChew.com. It's the website, and they can find it at stores soon, I assume.
Yes, actually, we have quite a few retailers that already have it, but we're in the works to be getting in a lot of stores. Also, you can find it on Amazon and pretty much most of your places where you'll be able to find Himalayan Dog Chew, which is already out in the market. You'll be able to find Rough Roots as well.
Well, very good. Thank you, ladies.
Okay,
we appreciate you,
you
joining us, and have a great show.
Great.
All right.
Thank
you, guys.
Well, that was fun. Dog chews and dog treating dogs without making them fat.
Yeah.
That's always a good thing. I'll tell you what, there were a lot of dogs here, and we're going to meet some a little bit later because there's a rescue here. The Florida Little Dog Rescue is here, and they're going to bring some little dogs over for us to say
hi
to.
Oh, I love
later.
Little dogs.
And we were all walking around holding little dogs. There's pictures on our Facebook page of Horses in the Morning of Jennifer and I holding some Japanese chins puppies that were about 6 weeks old, and they were so cute,
really
adorable,
cute.
And quiet. They were so very quiet.
Yeah.
I was really surprised. Well, let's go to our next guest who's here right away. Boy, everybody's on time today.
I
That's
know.
Good. We have Liz with us. And, you know, one of the things we tried to do yesterday, and it was tough, is we went around looking for something that was different in the dog food area. There are 1,845 dog foods here. I mean, unbelievable amount of dog food in the world. But, Dr. Ying, you cook for your dogs.
I do, and I recommend home cooking.
Now, she doesn't cook for her boyfriend, but she cooks for her dog.
Yes, I do. No, I love to cook for us because, you know, I mean, I just love cooking. But sometimes I cook too much, and I found, too, that when I cook for the dogs, it's like dieting because I still have the fun of cooking, but then, you know, that's the dog food. But I, since I do food therapy in the practice, I recommend people cook for their dogs. But not everybody wants to do that, you know, and I like to do that. But or if you're traveling or something, it's very hard to do that. So this is why we love this product.
So I just wanted to say real quick here, Liz, that we picked yours out of all of these dog foods to talk about this morning. You're the only food we picked to talk about because of what she just explained. And you're with Frenchie's Kitchen.
Yes, and we're so excited to be here, and thank you for choosing us. And Frenchie's Kitchen is a home-cooked meal.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the company got started. It's my good friend's company. She got started because she had a sick French bulldog, which
Aww.
Is how the company got its
oh,
name.
Frenchie's, yeah.
It's Frenchie's Kitchen due
oh.
to a French bulldog.
I didn't know that. Okay.
And Romeo was the dog who was constantly sick.
Mm-hmm.
Could not tolerate anything on the market. So even the great foods, he just was sick all the time. Sarah and I were college roommates. I actually live in Dallas, and I knew of a holistic vet there mm-hmm. whose specialty was food therapy. And I said, you need to come up and talk to this vet. So she did. The vet said, you've got to start home cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah was a very busy person, so hearing this was not what she wanted
right.
to hear, but she loved her dog, so she said, okay, I'll start home cooking. She got some great recipes and tips from the vet, and basically, the dog got well. I mean,
mm-hmm.
she got him off the commercial food. She started home cooking. He is still alive, and this is
oh,
years
great.
Later, and he really was on death's door. I mean,
yeah.
he was really just barely alive. So the home cooking really worked. And what's great about the food and home cooking is There's no preservatives. The dogs get their food from their vitamins from the actual food. So it's based on a whole food diet. There's nothing synthetic in there. So a lot of the dogs that do have issues with the synthetic vitamins,
right,
and preservatives and all the additives, it's a very clean food. So it really was the answer for Sarah's dog, but a lot of dogs.
Well, I got to tell you, when we saw it yesterday, now what this is, let's explain it, is you buy these in containers.
Right.
In the frozen section.
Right, right.
And then you bring it home, you put it in your freezer. Maybe the night before, you get it out for tomorrow's feeding.
Right.
However much you're feeding. And they have charts on there to explain that, too. But depending on the size of your dog. But you get it out, and when you serve it, you had actual servings there. It looked like food. It looked like peas and carrots and chicken. It just looked
because
like human
is.
Food.
Because it is.
Right.
And very few dog foods can you say you could sit down and eat. I mean, if this is
it looked like something you could eat. Yeah.
USDA ingredients, all USA sourced, made in a USA human food facility, which just means our standards are higher than what's used in the traditional industry. So and we're using the best of the best.
I'm looking at, I have the chicken, brown rice, and fresh veggie entree, which I haven't had breakfast yet, so I'm getting hungry. But the ingredients in this are chicken, chicken liver, carrots, green beans, broccoli, sweet potatoes, brown rice, spinach, green peas, kale. It's just...
Well, you know, I have to say, too, when we were talking yesterday, I didn't know that you had that veterinarian that specializes in food therapy do your diet. When I saw it, I read the ingredients, and I was like, this is exactly what I would do for food therapy for my clients. And they're all neutral formulas.
Right.
In Chinese medicine, we have different energies of food.
So they're not hot or cold?
Hot or cold. And I just thought, wow, this is so great. And it was really not surprising after you told me that it was developed on Chinese medicine theory.
Absolutely.
So I can't stress how nice this product is for the ease of feeding, and also for the health of your dog.
Absolutely. We've had so many testimonials from people who had very sick dogs, everything from pancreatitis and cancer, and just all kinds of issues.
Bad skin.
And it's quite amazing just getting them on good food, just like us, what you put into the body. I mean, we have before and after photos that you can't believe. Actually, Sarah does a lot of rescue with dogs, and what she does is she'll pull some of the dogs from the pound that are really on... have the worst skin, the worst scenarios. And people actually give them up because of their poor health.
Because bad skin is one of the number one causes of people giving away their dogs.
Isn't it sad? It's so true.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a couple of dogs that she's rescued that were just pitiful looking.
Yeah.
In 2 weeks on just great food, the before and after is, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So we just get all kinds of letters. And
I think people do forget that, too. Like, when you have skin allergies, the number one thing you do if you don't change the food and the environment, like get rid of the fleas in your house, the dog's never going to get better.
Right, right.
You know, so it's so easy to do. You don't have to spend a ton of money on drugs and steroids. Just change the food. But I think it's like... You know, people
but that's
want
hard.
A pill for
I mean, they're not even cooking for the family.
Yeah.
Why are they cooking for the dog, right?
Well, and we hear that people say, well, gosh,
I don't cook
dude,
for my kids.
If I feed this to my dog, they'll be eating better than me. And I'm like, well, they'll be your teacher. You'll learn something from them. And, you know, you mentioned skin. You know, we have carrots and sweet potatoes in the formula. It's a natural source of vitamin A,
right.
So it's going to help your skin. So everything in there is with thought. You know, everything in there has got a
I got to ask you, from the business side and from the business model side, which I always take a look at because I'm kind of a business guy, is this is frozen. So are all pet stores, do all pet stores have a frozen section? Or, you know, how do you buy it?
Well, what's happening is there is a growing trend. When we first started, people thought we were a little nuts. They're like carrots
right.
and peas. I mean, it really was in the early days and freezers. But it's funny, this show, we're really seeing a turnaround, which is exciting for us because we've really been talking about healthy food and natural food. More and more stores are considering freezers now.
A lot of them are carrying the frozen ice creams for your dog and stuff,
right,
too.
Right,
they have the little freezers.
But they're finally, and people that we've talked to years ago who were not open to it, it's like all of a sudden there's this turnaround.
Yeah.
Now people are really hungry for the information because there are so many sick dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of the things out there just aren't working. So people are finally getting it, which is so exciting for us.
And we have people all over the country. So if they wanted to buy it, can they get it through the mail?
They can.
Okay.
They can. We are in select stores across the country. We at Frenchie'sKitchen.com. We do ship all across the country. Even though
you
it's
dry
frozen,
ice them? Or,
we do, yeah. And we have it down. So we have shipped all over. It's not a problem.
Well, I think everybody's ordered from Omaha Meats or one of those companies
right,
in the past. They,
right.
get the styrofoam container in the mail.
It is, but we are in stores across the country as well. But if someone
and
is
that
in a
list
remote
on
town,
your website?
It is. The store locator is on the website.
And there'll be new ones after this show.
Absolutely. We have a lot of new fans. We did some dogs that came through the show. We gave them samples.
Okay.
So we definitely have some new fans. And
I think my greyhound would have had her face on your table.
Oh, I wish she was here. We could spoil her. We could spoil her.
She would have been eating her way around this show.
I saw a few of those.
Yeah. There were a lot of little dogs getting treats at every, you know, it was like, it's going to be 300 pounds by the time this is over.
Exactly, exactly.
So you've got different flavors. We have the one I just mentioned, chicken, brown rice, and veggie. You have beef, barley, and fresh veggie. What's that one, Jen?
And this is turkey and quinoa.
Quinoa.
And
wow.
We actually have a new recipe, which we don't have a box for because it's so brand new, but it's going to be a grain-free fish and veggies. So someone that really wants to do grain-free, although quinoa is really technically a seed and actually does really well for the allergy dogs, but someone that even wants to
quinoa doesn't fall under the grain category?
No, well, it hasn't been like GMO'd.
Oh, okay.
You know, and it doesn't have as many carbs.
Oh, gotcha.
So that's why it's better for them.
Yeah, and the quinoa, we've found that dogs that do have a lot of allergies and don't do well with some of the grains, quinoa, they're able to tolerate, so it's one of those, I guess you could call it a grain, but it's not really a grain.
All right, very good. Well, again, it is Frenchie'sKitchen.com. If you want to go check it out, we'll have links to all of the products that we're talking about in our show notes as well, so you'll find them all. We're also going to try and post them over the weekend. We're going to dribble them out over the weekend through our Facebook page at Horses in the Morning, all the different products that we saw here that we liked. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
we really
you.
Appreciate it,
Thank
Liz. FrenchiesKitchen.com.
You have a great day.
Our
Thank
food
you.
Of the show.
Thank you.
And that wasn't easy because there were a lot of them.
Thank you. Thanks.
Well, our next guest is going to be with us in just a second. We have to take a quick break for a commercial. We got to hear from our great sponsors over at Kentucky Performance Products back there in snow country. They had almost 20 inches yesterday. I doubt they're open. I don't even know they're open this morning. But this is Kentucky Performance Products. We'll be right back.
He was her first love, the one that started it all. He taught her how to master the posting trot and navigate her first hunter course. They spent hours together exploring the trails and hanging out in the barn. His name was doodled on every page in her school notebook. His coat gleamed in the sun as he met her at the gate each day, snuffling for a treat. From the first time she saw him poking his head out of the stall to the last time she patted him goodbye, he was, and always will be, her everything. This love story is brought to you by Nalox Advanced, providing complete support for a healthy digestive tract, which reduces the risk of colic and digestive upset. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Call 859-873-2974 or visit kppusa.com to order today.
And you can find Kentucky Performance Products also on Facebook. Just search for Kentucky Performance Products. Well, my name is Glenn the Geek, and that means I am geeky, and I always look for the geeky fun stuff at these shows, and I think I have found something that qualifies as that. It's called iFetch, and we have a Debbie with us today. Debbie, first of all, this is a family operation. We had so much fun with you yesterday and so much fun with your engineer guy. And let me tell you, there's not too many engineers that are fun, so that's something. But this is a family operation, and how did this come about? It is actually a small machine that works kind of like a tennis ball machine did when I was playing tennis years ago, where it shoots the ball out to the dog, they run and get it, and they bring it back, and they drop it in the top, and it shoots it back out again. So if you are one lazy dog owner, this is perfect for you.
A lazy dog owner or a busy dog owner. My son was 16 years old and trying to do his homework, and our little dog wanted to play fetch. And after a while, my son really needed to focus on his homework. He tried to stop playing fetch, and the dog would not stop. He would put the ball on his lap, on his shoe, on the table, and bark at him. So he couldn't get his work done. He said, why don't we invent something that'll throw the ball for him? Meanwhile, my dad had just retired and knew how to bring products to market, and so they started working on a prototype, and here we are. We're now making the iFetch.
Is your little dog the dachshund in the video?
No, that's a friend's dog. Oh. That's my friend Devin's dog, Beaker. Our little dog, Prancer, is a little black poodle.
Oh, that's so cute.
So now how far does this machine, which looks like a big egg, how far does this machine shoot the ball?
There are three settings, and it's designed for indoor use, although some people use it in the backyard. It can go 10 feet or 20 up to 30 feet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so all you right. can shoot, set it just for 10 feet. Just
that's going to cover
room.
The biggest of living rooms.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, and or indoor arenas. You could do it in the indoor arena, too, and just shoot the ball. Now, one of the things we didn't think about the other day, because it is designed, and by the way, she has one here, and it's working, so I'm going to try and catch the ball. Should I try and catch it with my mouth?
Yeah.
So the dog gets the ball, and a lot of times, in the video, they were actually catching the ball. They would catch the ball, some of them would catch it. Or they go get it, and they bring it back, and they drop it in the top, and it shoots again.
Right.
One of the things you guys mentioned that I hadn't thought of is slobbery dogs. What happens if the ball gets all off?
We had a bit of a problem with slobbery balls at first, and so we developed a drool drain. So that the slobber goes right through and doesn't cause a problem.
Do you have to clean the drool drain?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't had anybody complain about having to clean it. No, sometimes they have to wipe out the tube.
Yeah, you have to wipe the tube.
Really,
because
slobbery.
It works on the roller type theory, right?
Right?
So the rollers would get gunked up if you didn't.
Just like Hot Wheels or a tennis ball machine.
Yeah.
Right, so.
What a cool idea. And it does look like an overgrown egg.
It's got a really cute design.
Yeah.
You can't help but smile when you look at it.
It's not something you would be embarrassed to put in any house.
No.
Right. No.
Yeah, it's not just functional.
Would Tamika chase balls?
No, Tamika doesn't chase balls. Tamika thinks I should get
balls
Jack for
Russell.
Her. She doesn't.
Tamika's got you trained.
Tamika does not play.
No, and you know what? We have a greyhound that doesn't chase balls either, and I wish she did. There's so many toys and stuff out there. I wish she did chase. This would be great. We could set it for 30 feet and keep her running.
That's true.
That would be terrific. All right, I'm going to try and catch it.
Okay,
you guys have to talk because I have to take my hands
away. Okay.
All right, here I go.
So most of the time it's just sitting there being cute. It's just set for 10 feet, so it's not going to go very far.
Be careful, Glenn.
All right, I'm ready.
Here we go. And, woo! Oh, my God. Glenn, good thing
you
got it.
You got it.
It was I missed. You missed. Well, you can just put it back in the top and try again.
I'm less slobbery.
Glenn's almost chained. Good job! Hooray.
I love it. He's playing fetch.
She caught it.
Hey, that's fun. Screw the dogs.
I like that it has this big area to put the balls back in, you know, to help
right.
them.
Some of them almost tossed it in.
Yeah.
Now, I got to tell you, we were talking last night.
Yes.
We're going to hook you guys up. We were talking at dinner last night about your product. That's how much we thought
Great.
It was, how fun it
I
was.
I love it.
We're going to hook you up with Uncle Jimmy's. Uncle Jimmy's makes a product called Uncle Jimmy's Hanging Balls. Every horse person knows what it is. It's a big treat ball that's like this, but they're really hard. And they hang in the stall, and the horses just chew on them. You know, they're Uncle Jimmy's hanging balls. He has things for chickens, too. He has Uncle Jimmy's pecker wreckers for chickens. And Uncle Jimmy's also has squeezy buns, and those are little soft treats. But Uncle Jimmy's...
You aren't making this up.
No, it's all true. They're an advertiser vest. So, now, one of the things he's done well is make treats into hard, round object.
Love
you know
it.
Where I'm going with this.
See where you're going
so
with this.
We think that you could use this for horses. You could actually shoot the treats at them. I think it's a great idea.
I think
my pony would love that idea.
I don't know. They might be a little afraid of
it. Once they figured out it was treats, they'd have their nose right on it.
That's true.
He's like, shoot me in the nose. I don't care. So we think that you could have a business model where you also have hard dog treats.
I love it.
And instead of bringing them back, they eat them. So you shoot them 30 feet, and they come running back, and then you shoot it another 30 feet.
That'd be good for our dogs that don't fetch.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. It's for dogs that don't fetch.
So they still run and
we want
have
20%
fun.
For that
okay.
idea, though. We want in on that, okay? So when you
I totally understand.
Right, I'll get you hooked up with Uncle Jimmy, and we'll make Uncle Jimmy's tiny balls for the iFetch. I'm not making this up. It's all true.
I feel like we're on that episode of Saturday Night Live. We're talking about sweaty balls.
That's close. So these are great. What do they run? Now, there's a small one and a big one.
So far, there's a small one. It's 115, and the balls are about the size of a golf ball.
Yes, mm-hmm.
That's for small dogs and for indoor use. iFetch 2 is bigger and will use regular standard tennis balls other balls that size.
Oh, wow.
And it will be out. We have a prototype at the show. It will be available in August.
because the balls would get ooey gooey after a period of use.
Certain dogs don't slobber, so they don't get ooey gooey. But they're slobbery.
We always have the slobbery ones. So this is great. I absolutely love it for horse people who have Jack Russells, who have boundless energy,
and then go and do.
This
is great.
Exactly.
Terrific idea. Now, you have an offer for us horse people because we're working on this concept of the horse.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're working towards the fetch for the horses. So what we want so far, like you said, horse people have dogs. So we're offering a free eye fetch for a dog to the first person who posts a video of a horse playing fetch on our Facebook page.
Now, you actually have to throw something, and they have to bring it back to you.
That's
the idea. You can't just throw it, and then they're going to go eat it.
I have a question.
Okay. Yes.
Does it have to be their horse or a horse? Because you can find them on YouTube.
No.
It has to be your horse.
No cheating. We'll post that on our Facebook page, too. What's your Facebook page that they go to?
I believe it's just iFetch. It might be Go iFetch. Our website's www.goifetch.com.
I have Facebook open here.
He's quick.
Hey, Debbie, I have to say, you look like Debbie Hamill, the figure skater.
Dorothy Hamill.
Are you related to her?
You do, actually.
Thank you. Not that we know of. Yeah. That common of a name.
I think you are back in the day. And your hair, even.
And Luke Skywalker is Mark Hamill.
Okay.
That's true. You're much better looking than Luke. So. It is iFetch, by the way, on Facebook. Just iFetch.
Great.
All one word.
So we'll be looking for that video.
All right. And what's your Facebook or your website again?
www.goifetch.com.
Goifetch.com.
Yeah.
Terrific product. Great. Absolutely love it. And you know what? The price point, I thought it was going to be higher than that. So good job there. And for something that's this technical, I really thought those tennis ball machines, you'll pay $500 for. So. Well, I thought it was going to be $240, $250, but even the big one, you know, is not
even the big
much.
One will be under $200.
$100 is, like, cheap to keep your Jack Russell busy when you're mucking
about. True. Get the little one for your Jack Russell, though. The little balls are perfect. Uncle Jimmy's little balls. I'll be calling him today, okay?
That's
I'll get
great.
You guys hooked up.
Thank you so much.
Debbie.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That was fun. Well, speaking of fun... We have posted a lot of videos and pictures on Facebook over the last couple of days from the show, and nothing has gotten a bigger reaction than the next product that's coming up. Wendy has chickens. Jamie has chickens. Half the horse people in the country that we know have chickens. And I got to tell you, we ran into a company called Valhoma, which horse people will recognize as a halter company.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Kelly with us. And what's your name?
Kristen.
Kelly and Kristen, who have absolutely lovely Southern accents. Kelly and Kristen are here from Valhoma. And Valhoma, let's start there, is a family company, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. We've been in business since 1968. We have about 7,000 products, and we sell a ton of horse halters. All over the country.
And you're out of Oklahoma now. Was it always Oklahoma?
It's always been based out of Oklahoma. We're in Tulsa.
Tulsa.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, which is the heart of cowboy country out there, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, now, so, and you guys have been known for halters in the horse world. What other products? I know you for halters.
Yeah. We make a lot of different tack products, anything from livestock products, which... We're
that's
really expanding on the
right?
pet side.
Cow.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Sheep and, you know,
we're known for our halters and leader oats, but we sell a ton of pet products as well.
Well, that's why you're here, right?
Yes, yes.
Now, you told me that there's been nothing this year that's been a bigger hit than the next product you're going to talk about.
It's been crazy.
Did you expect this?
Not really, actually, no.
All right, tell everybody what we're talking about.
We have a chicken harness here.
That's right. Exactly what
you can't heard. Say it without
laughing.
A chicken harness with a leash. And this product started actually about 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, my dad owns a company. My parents live in the middle of Tulsa in a regular neighborhood. But my dad kind of jumped on the chicken craze like everybody else. And he has free-ranging chickens.
Are allowed
yes,
chickens.
City ordinances. Yeah. There's up to 4 chickens out in your backyard.
Chickens,
and,
I guess.
Yes, yeah, it's become a very urban thing.
Yeah.
So he has some land out by our business. And so he has his chickens out there. And, you know, we make so many harnesses for, you know, dogs and other animals. So one
one day, kind of as a joke, he loves his chickens, and he decided to put a harness on one of his chickens and walk it around. So he put it on, and she actually took to it really well, and it hooked on, and it fit her well, and he just put the leash on and was walking her around. Well, one of the people in the office took a video of it because they thought it was so funny. And we took that video, and we sent it to all of our distributors, right. And they emailed back and said, where can we get this? When are you going to be selling them? And it kind of took off crazy from there. A year later, here we are at the Global Pet Show. We won second last night at the award show in the new product showcase.
Yes. There was 1,000 products.
There was 1,000 products. Yeah, so we were in the bird category. We got second place, yep.
Did your dad laugh about that?
We've been laughing the whole time. And you know what? We have these stuffed chickens sitting here, and they look really real.
They do look
but
real.
They're just stuffed animals.
Can Dr. Kyle get a picture of the chicken here?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good.
And these guys have been on Facebook more than we've even been on Facebook. There, so many people come by and they take pictures, and just it makes people laugh. It makes people smile, and it's just been so much fun.
Is there a great need for carting your chicken around on a leash?
Well, I think if you're like, if you have pet chickens and you want to, like, what about these urban people that have pet chickens and they want to take them into school for show and tell? They have
that's
to.
And you know, once a chicken starts flying out of your hands, you can't hold it. I mean, it's gone. So that is
yeah.
Hold the chicken.
Yeah.
What about when they're in the car? You have to contain them when they're in the car.
And yesterday, too, we posted a video. We found the lady that's making chicken diapers.
Oh, yes.
If you put the harness on with a diaper, it could be a house pet.
Oh, yes.
I know.
Yeah.
And you know what it is? People have come in and they ask us if we have the diapers. They ask us if we have the clothes. So right now we only have the harness.
Which kind of, the harness kind of looks like a bra. I mean, it looks kind of like a bra for chicken.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
But
they're very
comfortable.
Well
it goes right. I mean,
soft.
It fits nicely right under the wing.
Yeah. It's not going to hurt the chicken.
You know, actually yesterday, there's some people here at the show that have live chickens in their chicken coops.
Yeah.
And we walked down and we put one on because somebody's like, I have to see this in action. We put it on the chicken and it just took off running and everyone was laughing, taking pictures. It was really cute. A lot of fun.
That's great.
Yeah, we've been
little did you know when you came here with all of those products that it was going to be a chicken harness that was going to be the thing that
comes
out.
Who knew? Who knew? It's just been a lot of fun.
You know who I think is the most shocked? All the people that they beat in the new product show.
There's some huge cages over there. And I mean,
really awesome stuff.
Really awesome extremely stuff. Intricate. You know, they put a lot of thought into it and everything, and we put our little stuffed chicken with the harness over there on some hay and a fake egg, and it just, a lot of people voted for us. So we've had a lot of fun, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where can people find it? Where do they go?
There are a lot of stores across the country, but our website is valhoma.com, V-A-L-H-O-M-A.com.
And they can buy on your website, or do they just see where to go?
If you call in, we can lead you to one of
our
stores.
It's probably an online retailer or two that's going to have it.
Yeah.
It's brand new, so.
Right,
yeah,
it is brand new.
Launched it.
Yeah.
So if you call in, we can tell you, lead you to an area.
You know I'm going
to
be buying one of these for Jamie, don't you? Sending it out there.
I love the purple.
Okay, all right. I'll be getting two then.
But they come in all different colors.
Yeah.
Five different colors. Yeah. Red, blue, black. Purple and pink, pastel pink.
Oh, pink. And we're asking people that if they have Instagram or Facebook and they hashtag Valhoma and they have a picture of their chicken in a harness, we'll put you on our Facebook. And even we're doing pictures for our catalog for next year. So we'll feature you.
Yeah, it'd be weird. It would be more fun. It'd be a lot of fun to see people in strange places with their chickens.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Like a show and tell or in your car.
Or on top of a mountain. You know, whatever.
Hiking with
you know,
chicken.
Yes. The entire state building with your chicken.
Adventure with your chicken.
Yeah. Chicken Adventures. That's great.
Yes.
You guys need to get chickenadventures.com.
We do.
Or get Chicken Adventures on Facebook.
Yes.
Oh, man. That would
be
great.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Hashtag Valhoma, hashtag Chicken Adventures.
V-A-L-H-O-M-A. We get 20%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All
oh, yeah.
To you, Glenn.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So you're known for horse products and pet products, and now you're known for poultry products.
Yep. Who knew?
Is the diaper next and the whole thing? I mean, it's going to be...
I don't know. I mean, who knows?
I think the diaper
you know,
is
my,
gross,
my,
by the way.
It's really
gross.
My dad...
You've got to clean it.
Yeah, it is.
You've got to clean that thing.
Well, what's funny is my dad even said last night, Tony Foster, he said, you know, who knew a year ago when I was putting this harness on my chicken that I'd be winning second in the global pet category for new products? So next year we might be here with a line of clothing for chicken.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
You never know in this business. Are you guys horse girls?
We actually, our father grew up, you know, riding, and he was all around state cowboy.
Yes.
But you're
not horse girl?
We're not. We have a mini horse. We're really into
pets.
Yeah.
Does he come in the house, too?
No. Her name's Ruby.
I got to tell you, I had a really cool pony, and I had pneumonia one time, and I was sick for weeks, and I was on the couch, and Jennifer shocked me one day when she brought my pony in the house to the couch to see me. I hadn't seen my pony in a long time. She brought him in the house.
Yeah, we have a lot of animals out on my parents' land, and he'll even our donkey passed away, and the goat and the donkey were best friends, so my dad let the goat come into the office, and he has a picture of the goat sitting on his desk.
We love all of our animals. And then the goat ate everything in the office. Thank you guys for coming over. It is valhoma.com, and it'll be in stores soon, but you can look there to get an idea of where to go to find your chicken harness.
Yeah, and on Facebook, we're on Facebook too.
All right, and post those pictures, top of a mountain.
We want to see something crazy.
Water skiing. On your boat.
On a boat. Motorcycle.
It's bike week in Daytona.
Airborne in the wind.
There might be chicken. Ooh, you need to make the harness with little spikes.
With leather.
Oh,
leather.
So you
there
have
you go.
Really tough
that's
chicken.
Yeah. Cockfighting.
Yeah.
We don't endorse that. But biker chicken. Yeah.
Biker chicken.
Yeah. I think
biker
the leather one spikes.
Yeah.
Biker chick. I love it.
Yay,
that's
awesome.
20%. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Having
so much fun.
Thank you.
Chicken. Told you we found some fun products. Well, chickens poop and horses poop and cows poop and everybody poops. And that's the story of our life. And the ones that are here to help us with that are Mill Creek Spreaders, because they help us get it out of our barn and get it away from our lives and spread it out in the fields. And there's no better spreader than Mill Creek. We'll be right back. We have lots more fun products for you today.
They've made the best even better. Mill Creek Manufacturing is now the first and only company to make stainless steel compact manure spreaders. What does that mean for you? A worry-free solution to your manure management for years to come. Often if a body on a spreader rusts, it's time for a new one. And we've had that happen. We certainly had some old spreaders that rusted out. Mill Creek stainless steel spreaders are guaranteed not to rust through for life. These are the only compact manure spreaders you'll find anywhere with a warranty like that. There's also a 3-year warranty on the mechanics and structure. Put this together with Mill Creek's exclusive low-maintenance sealed bearings, and you've got a machine that you can count on to perform day in and day out with no headaches for you. The stainless steel option is available on 6 of Mill Creek's models, from the popular 27, suitable for up to 4 horses, to the Big Daddy 127 for over 20 horses. 2 of the models can be ordered with either ground or PTO drive. Like all Mill Creek spreaders, stainless steel spreaders have the lowest sides in the industry for easy manure loading. You can't go wrong with any Mill Creek manure spreader, but the new stainless steel models are truly something special. You've never seen anything like them before. Mill Creek has been in business for almost 30 years, and they've continuously improved their designs with horse owners in mind. Horse owners like you and I, who appreciate the best quality, best engineered machines on the market. When you call Mill Creek, you'll reach them at their own factory in Pennsylvania. That's right, not in India, but in Pennsylvania, because they're all made in the USA. Give them a call today at 800-311-1323 or visit their website at millcreekspreaders.com. That's millcreekspreaders.com.
And we thank Mill Creek for their continued support of Horses in the Morning and the Horse Radio Network. Well, I got to tell you that another product, I don't know if I talked to you about this, Wendy, but we have a new sponsor, Cavallo Horse Boots. And more people are going barefoot, even drivers are going barefoot now.
Yeah.
And by the way, all the commotion you hear in the back is them carrying the chicken around the press room.
The chicken is a rock star.
It's a big hit. All the bloggers are gathering around, and everybody's taking pictures of the chicken. It's funny.
They're doing the chicken dance out on the other side of the floor right now.
The chicken has gotten more selfies than Gumby and Mr. Bill.
And Mr. Bill. So anyway, we started using Cavallo horse boots because we all, both of our
they
ponies,
come in purple.
They come in colors. Our pony is barefoot. Beaker is barefoot. Jennifer has always had Beaker barefoot, and more people are going barefoot. Mm-hmm. So we have to use boots when we're out driving Scooter on the road.
Yeah.
And we tried other brands of boots that just failed on us. They broke, and they just didn't work.
Or some are really hard.
And they're really hard. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
You need tools almost.
I don't want complicated.
And I hate the ones with the big, huge metal teeth that look very scary too close to the corner.
I know, and that was the other problem we had. Well, we solved that problem with Cavallo. We love our Cavallo boots. They're so simple to put on. You slide them on the hoof, and you just take the Velcro.
Hold in a little Velcro wing.
And that's it. And you're done. And it's on tight, and it's on secure, because it makes so many different sizes. They can really fit your horse's hoof. I got to tell you what, we love these things. We used them on the road. The pony liked them. There was no problems with them, and
it didn't make him move funny.
Yes,
the first set we ever had that we tried him had the little teeth on the inside, and it made him move weird. He didn't limp; he wasn't lame, but he could obviously feel that thing squeezing his foot.
Right,
and he moved a little weird up front. Yeah. He kept hitting himself in the chin with his feet.
Right,
and they have treads on them, so they have traction too. I mean, there's treads on them.
Well, you know what else?
Like good sneaker.
It's really good for right now when in the wintertime when there's all this snow on the ground, because you know the horses come in with all those snowballs in their feet.
That's
if
true.
You put this on it, it will stop all
that's
that.
That's true.
Snow.
I never
snowballs.
Thought about that.
Oh my God! I remember the days, Jennifer, when you had to be out there and picking out.
And you would
the
bend.
Snow.
You would bend the hoof pick.
Yes.
Pulling the snow out
would hurt because you have to take your gloves off.
Yes. You're right.
The
you're right.
Torture of it all.
That is true.
It's
all
coming
true.
Back to me.
Yep. That is absolutely right. Yeah. It's Cavallo horse boots. Now, one of the other reasons that we really like this company is they're one of very few companies that have boots for ponies.
Yes.
They go down to really small sizes.
Right.
Scooter has a tiny foot. He uses a zero. So, and it's all kind of horseshoe size in the boots.
Oh, good.
And he uses a zero, so we got the zeros for him, and he was zeros on all four.
Right.
And it's just great. I mean,
we
absolutely love
it. My guys, Duke, my littlest one, he's like 15 hands, but he has tiny little feet.
Does he?
Yeah.
So he's like a one or two?
One.
Yeah.
And so I could never get these boots in horse size, and he takes tiny little boots. So this is great for him. And, of course, since it comes in purple.
So you can find them at cavallo-inc.com. Cavallo-inc.com is where you can find them. We recommend them. We love them. They are Scooter approved. And how much better can you get than Scooter approved?
Right.
You can't get anything better than pony approved.
That's right.
So now, Jennifer, you had a product pick to the show. Tell us quickly
about
that.
Everybody has to have a favorite. Yours was the lipstick for horse faces.
Oh, yeah.
Mine is, and this product technically isn't available just yet, this is the Woof Poof, and it's made by the folks at Absorbine. And what they have done is they've taken the very familiar bath poof, would you call
loofah.
That, when you buy it at, Bed Bath & Beyond, those little fuzzy things, and they've taken a very high-quality version of one of those. And when in the process of tying it into that little ball-y knot, I can hear myself in my ear. Oh, there we go. They put little tiny beads of soap into it. They're miniature bars
of
soap. That's soap in there.
I didn't realize that was soap.
That was soap. So what you do is you get the poof wet, and you roll it around in your hand a little bit to get
great.
It foamy, and then you scrub. So it's one-handed scrubbing. You don't have a separate bottle of shampoo that you knock over and you
great.
Step on.
Well, also, when I'm shampooing my dog, I can never get the shampoo.
The
on
dummy. You can't get it on the bottom half of the dog. And they make one that is a deodorizing shampoo, and they make one that is a natural flea repellent shampoo or soap. So I've got a couple of them here, and I'm going to take them home and test them. And we're crossing.
Is it great to have in the car?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Their dog.
Absolutely.
They roll in skunk poop or something.
That's right. And it does say here that
do?
The deodorizing one will get rid of skunk smell.
Oh, my God. I need that.
Yeah.
You know, we talked to them about making ones
for
the
horses.
Same size, hand size for horses.
Mm-hmm.
Because, if you go into the show and they lay down in the poop and you just need to wash one quick area before you head into the ring, this would be perfect.
Yeah, they should make it with their blue shampoo,
That's
for white horses.
Exactly. You use it for the whitening shampoo.
Because
you don't want to be... If you reach down, the horse steps on the shampoo bottle and it goes flying across the wash rack.
Your pants get all purple. And what if you're doing dressage and you're in your white pants and you get shampoo on your pants?
No. Bad news. So I'm very excited about testing
the
woof from Absorbine.
The woof poof.
Say that three times fast.
Say it.
It's a woof poof.
That's dangerously close to a sweaty ball area.
Or the Schmitz. We found Schmidt.
Yes. Yeah. What was Schmidt's anyway?
It was a glove.
It's a doggy pickup.
Horse poop.
No, it was a
dog poop.
I mean, dog poop. Yeah.
It's the Schmidt.
I don't want to wear a glove.
Oh, but that's because, you know what?
There were a couple products here that I went,
ugh. As dog barn owners, like, we never pick up our dog poop. And I've been with Tamika over at Coral Springs for a week at a time. We've had to live like city people, and I cringe every time I have to, like, reach
out. Oh, we can use the
bag. Yeah, I hate using the
pickup bag.
They should make it insulated so you don't have the
hot. I know. The hotness is awful. We have to do it with our dog, too.
So why is it horse people don't mind horse poop?
I know, but
dog, but we don't have to pick it up with our hands.
The dog poop is carnivore poop. It's just so much worse. It's awful. That's why I was a horse vet. I was like, oh, I hate it. Vomiting and diarrhea. I'm gonna...
Oh, okay, new topic.
Well, I got to say, did you have a favorite product of the show, Wendy?
Well, I mean, of course, the chicken harness is my
favorite
product. Yeah. That's everybody's
favorite product, yeah.
That's an easy one, yeah.
I like the GPS tracking thing, like this pod. I really like that we're going to hear about.
Yeah, well, hopefully he shows up here today. We're waiting for him. He's Australian, so they're always late.
Yeah, that's true. He's going on Australia time. Think of that. Kyle's over here making sign language.
We're trying to figure out what he's saying. Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite products I forgot about it. It's The Voice. Did you see The Voice?
No.
That's why I was so late coming to meet you yesterday. It's an electronic collar that monitors your dog's heart rate and breathing. And so you can track its activity. It's kind of like a Fitbit
on your phone?
For dogs. Yeah. Yeah.
The Fitbit for dogs.
But also you can share it with your veterinarian. So they work with veterinarians to in between checkups, feel like something's going on with your dog, you can send that information to your vet and they can read over your charts.
Huh.
It's really, it's an incredible thing. Also, they have lots of articles on there so owners can go and get educated on different dog diseases and things that might be happening to their dogs. But you can keep track of their shot records. They can keep track of their illnesses and all their medical records are all filed there. And it's a great way to keep all your dog information there and interact with it. So we really love it. I think it's
really cool.
A great new product. And that's called The Voice.
Can you talk to your dog, too, through it?
This one, you don't talk through it. It just monitors them.
Okay.
Like, say, for example, I was thinking of this for one of my clients. It's an older dog with a heart problem. So her heart rhythm is irregular, and she can't get excited. So they would love to be able to monitor her heart rate throughout the day when they're at work. Or they can, you know, I could see it as their veterinarian. I can log in and see what's going on. So for medical issues like that, it would be great to be able to monitor them, and it gives you a record daily.
Your doggy can stay home and be content and happy and get monitored.
You can combine that with the one I talked about earlier, the treat dispenser on the wall where you press a button on your phone and it puts a treat, and you put tranquilizers in it. So if your dog's carrying on.
Or spray. Or you could do the pet remedy spray.
That's right. Squirt them in the nose.
But I think it's really the future of medicine with that, the monitoring. You know, because people aren't going to take their dog's pulse respiration.
No, not going to happen.
No.
You're not going to do that every day and keep a record of it. This does it for yourself. Does it by itself, and you can see it online.
There was some toys we found yesterday, dog toys, that were in different designs. And the dog toys, instead of having a squeaker inside, they had a recorder inside. So you recorded your own voice, any message you wanted to give to your dog. So when your dog squeaked it, instead of hearing a squeak, they heard your message.
Oh, gosh.
I didn't see that.
Yes. I did not see that one. Oh, man.
There were so many dog toys.
Hey, I have to say, I forgot about what my really favorite one
was. All right, what?
I love the Star Trek area.
Oh, yes.
And my very favorite product of the show, which I am going to go back and get, is the Tribble Change Purse.
Oh, yes.
I love the Tribble.
The Tribble Chain Purse was awesome.
That was my favorite.
Yeah.
I love the Star Trek communicator, a bag dispenser for your dog. I love that. The little poopy bag dispenser. I got to get that one.
You do have to get that
I do. I need a Star Trek communicator. And it even had a little communicator.
It
looked just
it
like a communicator.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Star Trek booth was cool. We did a video of that and posted it online.
That's
that was cool.
I saw your video when I was driving up here. Oh, my God. I got to see that booth.
We are. I don't know if the pod guy is going to make it. I don't know. Maybe he ran it over with the truck last night and it broke. And
maybe he exploded it or something.
Embarrassed to come over.
Maybe.
And talk to us about it. But we do have hopefully you're going to have the
Florida Small Dog Rescue.
Yes, hopefully they're going to be coming over with some puppies, because there were cute puppies here all weekend. And they only do little dogs. They had tons of little dogs.
The Florida Small Dog Rescue. Yeah. Although she said whenever they have a medium-sized dog that is in dire straits and needs a place to go, they will take them, because
medium-sized dog.
Well, I called them out the other day.
There
was a puppy in there that was very much a medium-sized dog, and I said, that's not a small dog right there. And they said, well, he needed a place to go.
Well, also with puppies, you never really know exactly what they are.
Now, we did have some celebrity sightings here yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
We saw Paula Deen. Mm-hmm. She was doing pictures with her husband, and Jennifer said, too, and I thought I remembered that they split up, but apparently not. They're together.
We heard wrong.
I don't know if that was just a rumor. We talked about it.
Or maybe that was just a 3D image.
I don't know. Well, it looks like him. We've seen him before. This is our second encounter with Paula Deen, actually, in the wild. We saw her one other time in Nashville on a dinner cruise.
Really?
We were at a table about five tables over from Paula Deen. And they were on the dinner cruise, too, her and her husband. And then we passed her husband on the way up. The captain was taking him up, because he's a ship's captain.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That was his job. Mm-hmm. He's a ship's captain, so they were taking him up to the bridge of the ship. So that was our second encounter with Paula Deen. She was getting pictures with everybody.
What about Caesar? Did you see Caesar yet?
No. Nope.
Was he here?
Supposedly, he was supposed to be here.
We didn't
Caesar
see
Milan.
Yeah.
We saw lots of life-size posters of Caesar Milan.
Oh, yes.
But I haven't seen the real deal yet.
I want to go get a selfie at the life-size poster.
Okay.
And then Kathy Ireland was here this morning, the supermodel and businesswoman.
And I saw her on my way in. She was surrounded by security folks and looking glamorous.
Yes, well, that's how she looks.
And playing with puppies.
You know, she's one that's
she
aged
was playing
well.
With puppies.
I have to say she's aged
that's
well.
Great.
Yeah, she really has. She was here to speak for an entrepreneurs thing, I think.
It was women entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think she was
speaking. That is what's great about this TED Expo. There are so many people that have invented great things.
Lots of small businesses.
And have taken the steps to go do it, because it's not easy to start.
I walked past one the other day, yesterday, just strolling along, and two young gals, fresh out of college, I don't think the ink on their diplomas was dry yet, had invented a container system so that, like, they were like Tupperware-ish, but the top screwed on. And they were designed so that they would attach to one another.
Oh, I saw those. Those are great.
And they actually made them for the human side, but now they're moving into the pet side as well. But it's just so cool to see them. We saw two that were on Shark Tank.
Yeah, two or three. We actually talked to the one girl who was on Shark Tank. And people will remember, if you're a Shark Tank fan like we are, she made the boxed cakes that you bake for your pets. It's like a boxed cake, but it's for your pets.
That's interesting.
Yeah, we were talking to her about Shark Tank, and we said, okay, so, you know, did it really? She got an investor, if I remember right.
No, she didn't.
That's right.
She said it made perfect sense. It wasn't the right time in my business, but she got a lot of great advice.
She said her business after Shark Tank just went through the roof.
That's great.
She said it saved her company. Because people just bought it.
The exposure.
And she said, now Shark Tank's running on reruns on some network, I think. And she said every time it runs on reruns, they get huge orders after.
Yeah, that's good.
So it really does work.
We met a couple people who had been successful Kickstarter projects.
Yes, that's right.
I saw several of those. So it's really cool because on one hand, because the pet market is so much larger than the horse market, on one hand you have the Purina booth, which is about an acre in size, with a giant Purina sign on the top, and then it's full of happy people. Just an acre of Purina land. And then you walk three rows down, and you have two college students who got into the plastic recycling business.
And an area that we were both shocked at is that the size of the aquatic area, fish tank area. Oh, my God.
That's
there were a lot of fish stuff. You talked to some people yesterday, too.
Oh, yeah. Many of the aquatic salespeople are into environmental causes. Like I think in the past, they realized that they were doing some damage to the environment, but they're trying to make a change for that. So today, one of the aquatic companies is donating $25,000 to save the coral reef, to kind of replenish the coral reef.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another company that, remember, Glenn, I was telling you earlier that the reef fish used to be wild caught. And that's
the saltwater fish.
The saltwater fish. And these people have developed a captive breeding program for reef fish for your aquarium.
Makes perfect sense.
See, I didn't know that that's how that worked. I always thought all those fish that were sold at the pet stores were farm grown. Yeah.
It's the aquatics version of rehoming thoroughbreds.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's preserve the species here, people. Let's do it right.
Yeah, so.
And you know something that made me, how many people we came across here that are in some way, shape, or form involved with horses? They're in the pet industry. That's where their livelihood is. People who fox hunted, like our first guest this morning, people who rode for pleasure, people who showed, people who used to show and are now busily raising families and running businesses and want to go back to showing.
Yeah.
We met people who worked for equine rescue groups just because they thought it was a great idea to do it.
Right. Well, you know, animal lovers.
Or animal lovers.
And maybe if they can't have horses in their lives right now, you know, everybody has dogs. And like we always talk about, we don't know any horse people that don't have dogs.
Right.
I mean, there just aren't any horse people that don't have dogs.
Yeah.
Because they're like, dogs are like the gateway drug. For
Well, we want to remind everybody we are at the Global Pet Expo in Orlando. Brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. And we're actually hoping that our last guest shows up here. We've done pretty well with guests so far today, but sometimes they do get busy in the booths. And, you know, when PetSmart walks into your booth, you don't usually leave.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe his feet are so tired from all the walking.
Yeah. And hopefully our next guest will show up, so we're
you
just
know
killing
saw,
a little
too,
time
another
here.
Another product I saw that I really liked is I was talking
the jukebox aquarium.
No, it was a harness for dogs that have like weakness in their hind end.
So
it was a harness, and they make a boy version and a girl version, and it's lightweight, easy to put on, and it has a handle. So instead of using like a towel to hold your poor little old crippled dog up, you have a handle and a strap. So it's great for people that are dealing with, injuries with their dog or you know, degenerative neurological diseases in their dog. It can extend their life and make their, cause, you know, sometimes when you have a big dog, if you can't physically get him in and out of the house, that's when people make the choice to say, I need to euthanize.
Yeah. Or into the car, or you need to go to the vet, or
and it's so nice at this booth. I was talking to the woman, and I realized when she was talking about it that she's the one that developed it. You know, she's here selling her own product, just her, and she developed it because of her her golden had this problem named Ginger, so they're called Ginger harnesses. But
that's what I was wondering why they named it that.
Because the dog's name.
I'm trying to figure out the relationship because the dog's name was Ginger. Okay.
Ginger lead, yes, ginger lead. And she was just, the look on her face, how she came up with this to help her dog and how she can help other people. I think that's the difference in pet products versus when you go to an expo selling, you know, big pharma or whatever.
Well, I will tell you there was one other fun thing that Kyle and I did yesterday. They had a magician here at the Bayer booth.
I've heard all
about it. We can't very well demonstrate flea-repelling products,
so the Bayer kind of was limited that way. So they had this magician to come in, and he was really, really good. He did things that I've never seen before. Just amazing stuff that he was just rapid-fire to. He's very funny, very hilarious. I love this guy. And he loved Dr. Kyle, Dr. Swanson. Dr. Swanson. He kept saying Dr. Swanson. But he did this trick where he took just some random books. He had like seven random books, you know, novels and stuff, old books. And he handed them out to people and he said, open it up to a page and look at the 10th word on the left. And they would open it up to a random page and look at the 10th word on the left. And then he would take a book and he's handing them all out, seven different books. He's handing them all out and he would take and he'd fan it and he'd say, tell me to stop. And they'd say stop, and he'd stop at a page, and he'd say, look at the fourth word, and he wouldn't look at it. He'd just hand it to him. And then everybody was supposed to look at their words and think about their words, and then he handed this book to this guy, and he said, here, I want you to look at the fourth word from the 12th, fourth, third paragraph down or something. And he did, and then he said, oh, you're not very good at this. He said, I just want you to just think about the whole sentence. And he went through every one of those people just off the top and said exactly what those words were in seven random books.
Every page had the same words on it.
No, it was seven random books. I mean, they were the real books. We saw them. They were flipping through them.
How did they do that?
I don't know. And then he goes to last to the guy with the sentence, and he said, well, the first, does your sentence end with an E? And he said, yeah. And it just start with an A? And he said, yeah. And then he just did the whole sentence. I don't know. We were just like, Kyle, you couldn't figure that one out either, could you? Because they were books. They were real books. And he had no idea what pages they were choosing. I don't know how he did it. I was just amazing. And then he did a number one, which I can't even describe. That blew us all away at the end. I was just, it was just totally amazing. I don't know.
See, that's what Ada needs. Ada needs a magician.
They do. They need magicians. He was very popular.
Yes, he was. He did draw a crowd.
And you know what was interesting is this show is very international because in the little crowd we had around a magician, he was asking where everybody was from. We had 5 different countries.
Wow. There's a lot of overseas vendors here.
A lot. Of China, South America.
Yeah.
A lot of...
They have the international area.
Yep.
You would expect a lot. Did you see the Italian dog clothes?
No.
Oh, you got to go down to the Italian dog group. It's so Euro. I love it.
Regular dog clothes just aren't going to make it for your dog.
Also, the booth models they have are like super stylish. Like they're like Euro guys selling stuff. Because they know. There's going to be all women here buying.
Men wearing pointy shoes.
Yeah.
Men don't buy clothes for their dogs.
No.
All like Euro men.
Spray on tan.
It's awesome down there.
It's sort of like the the boot booth at Ada, where they're always standing. They get the models, the Irish guy standing in the water.
The Dewberry booth.
The Dewberry booth. Well, it doesn't look like our rescue is going to show up, but I'll give them a plug anyway. It was Florida Little Pet.
Florida Small Dog Rescue.
Small Dog Rescue, and
they provide the various vendors here provide space for them, and they have little tiny. I forget what they call
it. Playpens.
Playpen.
Yeah.
And little doggy beds and everything, and they get to hang out in there all day long, and all the vendors and exhibitors walk around and gush over the puppies, and they get some adopted out.
You know, I'm not a great big little dog person because, you know, we have greyhounds, and they don't come really in little dog. You're a little dog person.
I'm a little dog person.
But those Japanese chins that we held,
You kind of fell for the Japanese chin.
Yeah.
So cute.
And if it wasn't a puppy, after hearing Jamie's stories about how the puppy's tearing up her house, it reminded me I don't need a puppy.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what, Glenn? They need to, this pet remedy stuff needs to have puppy smell in it.
Yeah.
Because it makes Glenn all gushy.
They smell like puppies. They were quiet, and apparently they don't bark much, the Japanese chin. Have you ever had any?
Little dogs, most breeds of little dogs, excepting the terriers, were bred to be pets. So that's why they're so much more laid back, you know?
It's the barking that bothers me. And, you know, my parents had the miniature schnauzers, and, oh, my God, they barked all the time.
They're kind of high energy. They need an eye fetch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they need an eye fetch.
If you have a schnauzer of any size, you need an eye fetch.
But, like, the Shih Tzu, my first dog was a Shih Tzu, and those dogs were bred to sit in baskets. You know, and bark when intruders came in. But
The problem is we had it was a Shih Tzu cross. He thought a fly was an intruder, a shadow was an intruder.
Yeah.
A cat walking by was an intruder.
But he only barked once in a while. The rest of the time he slept, right?
No, he barked.
Yeah,
he barked a lot.
No, mine slept a lot.
He's very barky.
But they get so dirty at the barn.
Well, the other thing I was kind of afraid of is the little Japanese chin that we saw that was up for adoption.
It's
about bunny size. When you have a greyhound, that's
like
probably
not
good.
Not a good mix.
It's like a bunny.
Not a good mix at
here,
all.
Here, go run.
Yeah.
Around the track he goes.
That would be horrible.
We'd have to put armor on
him.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for joining us on all this dog and pet talk today. We really appreciate you being here. We've had a blast here at the Global Pet Expo. Thank you to the Expo for inviting us to come out and do our show here this morning. Thank you, Dr. Wendy, for coming up from Sarasota.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate it. Of course, you know, Dr. Wendy loves little pets, too, and works on them in her practice. And, you know, you can find Dr. Wendy, who actually sells a lot of stuff. Tell us about your website.
Yeah, my website is drwendyying.com, and we have an online store where you can get, like, all the products that you can get at Valley Vet and the larger online retailers for horses, of course, and also for dogs and cats. And then we also...
At really good prices.
At good prices, and it's easy to shop. The platform is very similar to Amazon. And then we also have some specialty products like the Back on Track products that we love for horses, dogs, and people. Cats don't like those too much.
No.
But the squirrels really enjoy the Back on Track blanket. we have some great new products, and hopefully we'll be adding some new products after this Pet Expo, too. So I found some great new stuff here. I'm really excited.
Thank you, Dr. Wendy, for coming up. We appreciate it. Jamie will be back here on Monday. And I think next week we kind of have a normal week for a change, other than my in-laws are coming for a week. So that's the only – that doesn't affect you guys, but if I'm a little tired and irritable, you'll know why. No, we like having them.
I'll get some good guests for next week.
We like having them come up. It's going to be fun. And we also have, are we allowed to announce the other thing yet?
What?
Is that public yet? The what's coming, our next event together, is that?
Oh, yeah.
We can announce that? Okay. All right.
Well, they didn't tell me I couldn't.
All right. Well, very good. We're going to be doing something really fun. Tell us about it.
Yes. The USEF Network is doing a live stream of the Live Oak Marathon, and Glenn and I are the sportscasters for that.
Woo!
We're going to have our own booth and everything.
Yeah, a booth.
I have to start watching ESPN so I get, more sporty. But I'm very excited about it, and we're going to give all kinds of information about the people that are driving, their carriages, who's navigating for who, and also, for the downtime, how I love to gossip, there's going to be all kinds of little personal stories about about the horses and the carriages. So.
Well, that's it for today, everybody. Have a terrific weekend, and we will talk to you next week.